This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show in February of this year, and I'm talking about Adamara Minerals Corp. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol DDNFF. And if you're up there in Toronto, look them up because they are on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol ADZ. And with us today is the CEO and the president and director of the company. He's going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Mark Kolobaba. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Everett. Always a pleasure.
You know, yesterday you put out a pretty fancy press release about discovering copper and silver. We talked a lot about the Coke Mountain, and we talked a lot about Buckhorn, the 2.0 project in the past interviews, but haven't heard much about this project, which I know is kind of not new to you guys, but you guys kind of been sitting on it in the back burner. Bring us up to speed. What's new about it? Where are we at in the process?
Yeah, it's new in this current state. It's not new to the company. We've had this project for a while. Going back, you mentioned we talked about Buckhorn. Well, we've always liked Buckhorn. Buckhorn is a skarn with gold. It's a gold-bearing skarn. And on Talisman, the known mineralization in that area is also skarn. So we wanted to look at that to see, are there any gold credits? Is there any gold in the system? And, you know, a few years ago, we went out, we sampled it, we looked for gold, and the results for gold were quite dismal, but what we did find were some pretty good copper, base metal values, and silver. So that became an interesting project, but at the time, metal values were low, and we put it on care and maintenance. And as of last year, we you can really see a lot more movement on the base metal prices on silver.
Absolutely.
We started to explore that again, and, you know, here we are today. We've identified a number of showings that have better copper values than we saw before, and certainly some better silver numbers, up to, you know, greater than 1,000 grams per ton silver.
Yeah, you could see all the metals, nickel, copper, silver, all of them are starting to yield, really, you know, wind up on that yield curve line and look like a hockey stick, no pun intended, up there and in Canada. My second question is, you know, where you guys are at is a really fascinating position where you guys are at. There's a historic mine there, and that's where you guys are focused at. What's the size of the potential? Your thoughts on that moving forward?
Yeah, one of the things we always do is we look for past production. So when we pick up a piece of ground, one of the big things we like to see is that it had past production. The best place to look for a mine is near a past producing mine. And we haven't looked at the potential of that mine. What we have done is we've looked at the surrounding area. And, you know, for example, we found an area that's about 2,000 feet to the south that is undocumented. It's, you know, some high-grade mineralization. Lateral extent is impressive, multiple layers. And, you know, that's where we see the potential. We'd rather find a new deposit and not try to pick the meat off the bone of an old deposit, if you know what I'm saying.
You know, March, and like I said, the last time you were on the show was back in February, but, you know, I was doing my research back in March, I think March 24th, you guys put out another press release talking a little bit about Buckhorn, that you guys are going to do some more drilling up there. Bring my listeners, if you would, and your stockholders up to speed where we're at in that process there in Washington on the Buckhorn project.
Yeah, on Buckhorn, we've applied for permits. So we're dealing with the various agencies. We've got U.S. Forest Service, BLM, and states. So we've applied for a number of sites that we'd like to permit. And also, and we expect to see that later this summer, at least on some of those targets. So we're preparing for a drill program there. On the Cook Mountain, we have a partnership with Hochschild. We expect to do some follow-up drilling, following up on results that we had last year. And then, of course, we've got this new Talisman area.
Have you guys gotten back any essays so far?
Well, we certainly did. We got some assays back for the Cook Mountain. Out of 8 sites that we drilled, two of those had high-grade gold. One of those in particular was early enough that we could go out and do a follow-up program, and that was on Lanefoot South. So we did a follow-up program. We're now waiting for the results from 3 holes that we put in there in late late December.
Your stock's currently around 6 cents American, and your market cap for me is just doggone grossly undervalued, fluctuating anywhere from 11 to 15 million. All that being said, what are your next steps?
You know, the big objective for us is to get value for shareholders. Buckhorn, it's pretty straightforward. We get our targets identified, we've got the targets identified, get them permitted and drill tested, and we want to start that process this year on the drill testing for sure. Buckhorn, following up on past results, and then on Talisman, this is a project that we've had under care and maintenance, and we want to get some value for it, so we have to decide if we do it ourselves or bring in a partner that has base metal and silver experience. And
right.
There's a few things going for that project. It's got high-grade mineralization. Two, metal prices are on the move. We see large areas with lateral extent of mineralization. But one of the big things is, that's only 95 kilometers by road to a smelter in British Columbia, Trail BC, which is owned by Teck.
My guest today is Adamira Mineral Corp. That's the company that we're highlighting here today on Stock Day. Look them up. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol DDNFF. And if you're up there in Toronto, they are on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol ADZ. Mark, I give you the last words. What is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
Well, I think this is a big year for us. We've spent a lot of years developing targets. This is a year that we're out testing those targets. Buckhorn, Cook Mountain are really, much more advanced targeting situations for us. And Talisman, it's nice to have some copper and silver in the mix because it is a really great hedge against gold. And we think gold is going to do great, but, copper and silver are also going to do great. And keep an eye on what we're doing and watch the progress.
I know I mentioned early that I think your stock is grossly undervalued. Well, that's my personal opinion. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm entitled to my personal opinion, but everybody should do their own due diligence. I brought you a lot of great companies over the years. I think Mark and his team is doing a phenomenal job. I believe their market cap is grossly undervalued. But if you're looking to get on a ground floor of a great, I would say, junior mining company, take a look at Adamira Minerals Corp. Again, they trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol DDNFF. Mark, thanks so much for coming on the show. Hopefully you come back in 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Thanks, Robert. Always a pleasure, as I said. Take care.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.